Time to talk athletics here on the Sideline View, and the Victoria Country Track and Field Championships on today, this afternoon, and also tomorrow here in Bendigo. I'm joined by the General Manager of Athletics Bendigo right now, Terry Hicks. Terry, good afternoon. How's things?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mark.
Now, of course, the event kicked off yesterday. It's been running today as well, so no doubt you are a very, very busy man.
Yes, there's a bit going on, yeah. We've got about 800 competitors over our 3 days of competition, so they'll come and go over the 3 days, weather permitting. Some might stay longer than others, but looking pretty bright at the moment.
Now, this year is the 77th year of the Victoria Country Track and Field Championships, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. Have you been affected over the last few years by COVID, or did they continue as normal?
We did manage to get through the last 2 years. Last year we had a few restrictions, but it wasn't too bad. It's pretty similar to what we've faced this year. Because we're community sport and not classified as a special event, we don't have vaccination restrictions or so on, which makes it easier. We just have to stick to all the normal COVID protocols that we're pretty used to by now.
How many times has it been in Bendigo, and when was the last time it was in Bendigo?
Well, at the moment, we're on a 3-year rotation with Geelong and Ballarat being the larger centres in country Victoria and the ones with a good facility, basically. So it's been here quite a few times. Always really happy to have it in Bendigo, obviously. It's a great thing for Bendigo as well as athletics in Bendigo to have all these good athletes. We attract all the country centres from Gippsland, Southwest Victoria, Shepparton. As I said, the main centres are Ballarat, Bendigo and Geelong, which have the bigger clubs. And we also have about a 20% participation rate from Metro athletes who are able to compete as invitations. So they make some extra numbers for us and improve the quality of the field.
I reckon events like this are fantastic for not just for the local community, but also the local business community. Because no doubt, you know, Victoria is a reasonably big state. You'd have people, I guess, coming down for 2 or 3 days and staying overnight, etc., as well, not to mention the food and hospitality.
That's right. No, it is, and the city's got on board with it this year too, and have given Athletics Victoria a grant, not us directly, but it certainly helps the event to promote it. And we're sponsored by St Anne's Vineyards as our local sponsor. And it's that sort of money that comes in and helps those businesses. It's actually hard to find accommodation in Bendigo on these weekends because we're traditionally around Australia Day and the big basketball tournament clashes with us. This time we thought we might be a little bit better off because that basketball was a week earlier. But we've got a concert and a few other things to compete for accommodation, but that's great for the local accommodation establishments because they're all full at the moment.
Now, Terry, tell me, how does it work? Is it an individual thing or a team thing or both?
It's both. Most athletics events are individual. It's an individual sport. But the country championships is a bit unique. For a start, we have age groups ranging from under 14 up to 60 plus. So we cover everything. And that's a full range of events for all those age groups. So obviously it's a pretty big undertaking and a very difficult program to sort out and get through. But for that reason, there are points systems in operation for men, women and overall each year. And there are some trophies handed out at the end of the competition for those three, as well as some other individual awards. And the Bendigo teams have been very successful over the years in those areas, mainly because they do treat it as a team thing. So a lot of the guys will do a few extra events to sort of add to the team scores, and it's a great event. It's really a great sort of camaraderie between people who've been coming to it for years, and it includes all ages, even us older people who can get out there. We've got our oldest competitor, I think, is about 76, so even though they're a bit over the top age group, they still love doing this event.
Now, not only, Terry, are you the General Manager of Athletics Bendigo, and I guess the reason I asked the question before, whether it was individual or team, but you're also the President of the Eaglehawk Athletics Club, and you guys have done pretty well in recent times. I think you're the current holder of the Margaret Saunders Country Cup.
Yes, Eaglehawk over the years has done very well, as have the other Bendigo clubs. It's been really dominated by Eagle Hawk South Bendigo, and Bendigo Harriers have had a couple of successes as well over probably the last 20 years. I think there's one or two years where a Bendigo club did not win the overall. So it's the sort of mentality we've got now, that we all want to go out and sort of do something for the team and not necessarily get our best performance, but it'll add up in the end, or at least us older guys look at it that way. And yeah, Eagle Hawk, we've won the awards, men, women and overall, the last 4 years, and so we've got a pretty strong team again this year, so we're hoping at the end of Sunday we'll still be looking good there.
Good luck with that. Now, just a couple of quick ones before we go. Firstly, when we think of athletics, so for a mug like myself, right, am I thinking of sort of, let's focus on, say, the Commonwealth Games or the Olympic Games? So is it all those sort of disciplines and events that you would see, you know, from javelin to discus to track and field? Or what's included this weekend?
Yes, that's it. You've pretty well covered it there. It's everything you can think of that comes into Olympic or world athletic sport. So all the throws and so on, like the hammer throw, two-shot, jav, discus, then you've got long jump, triple jump, high jump, pole vault. We've got a really good pole vault set up here in Bendigo now, and we'll have some good pole vaulters coming up. And then you've got all the track races from 100 up to 10,000 metres. Throw in some steeples and hurdles. So you see there's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
It's actually a lot to cope with and fit into a program.
Now, mate, if a couple of our Gold Central Victoria listeners are listening to this today and they want to pop up this afternoon or tomorrow, can the public pop in and have a look? And secondly, where's it on?
It's up at, called the Bendigo Regional Athletics Complex these days, but still branded as La Trobe University Athletics Complex in Retreat Road, Flora Hill. Yes, and we'd love to have some visitors and spectators come along. There's athletes here who have done very well at national level, and some who've represented Australia. So there's a wide range of abilities. It's great just for people who actually might want to get involved and can see you don't have to be a champion, or you can come and watch the really good guys do their thing.
Well, mate, I'll let you go because I know you must be flat out this afternoon handling, what did we say, 700 or 800 athletes plus all the events, and then again tomorrow as well. So I'll let you go. But, hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon, Terry. Great chat.
Thanks, Mark.
There we go. Terry Hicks. Terry is the General Manager of Athletics Bendigo, and also the president of the Eagle Hawk Athletics Club. So check it out. It's on this weekend. It's the 77th Victoria Country Track and Field Championships, and great to be here in Bendigo.